Live from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the Sea Plan New Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome to the Sea Plan Do Show with me, professional mindset coach, business coach, relationship coach, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me out here grabbing alkaline water, grabbing all the fruit from the fruit section, please, 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 don't forget the Junior. Shout out to Pops. And we have another Power Pack podcast here. Season 6, episode 133, entitled, You Can't See Me at WrestleMania. And this is just a week in review. Now, you might say, hey, Gary, WrestleMania happened a week ago. Exactly. I realized that, you know what? I don't want to just jump on board and just start immediately just spewing off stuff. Of course I could do that. You know, I have the gift of gab, you know, motivational speaker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? I wanted to let things simmer. So today's episode, I'm going to talk about two major things that happened last week. So just now that we have time to let things cool down, settle down. One is going to be quickly going over WrestleMania 39. So all my wrestling fans, we're going to go over that. How did you feel? How did you feel about WrestleMania 39? And now it's a week later. All right. As well as trash talking in sports. Clearly, I'm going to highlight Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and the things that happened last week. Again, this is just a week in review. All right. Just a week in review. Now that we have time to let the thoughts settle in, the dust settle, I want to just sort of say how I feel. Is that okay? And you guys will let me know if we like the weekend review, or do you want me to just give you the hot fire right then and there? All right, so can I get to my shout outs? Of course I can. All right, my day one A1 listeners, you guys already know. My first time listeners, first time watchers, whether you're watching this on YouTube, whether you're listening to this in your car, while you're washing clothes, you know, while you're at work, wherever you are, my OGs, my candy corn crew, you know, wherever you are, whenever you are, whatever planet you're listening from, wherever you are in this world, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into the show. I greatly appreciate that. All right. So we got our shout outs out of the way again, season 6, episode 133. Man, I just remember when I did episode 1. I think I'm going to go back and do episode 1 again. All right. So let's get to our Sea Plan Do moment of the week, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. So right after a brief word from my sponsor, we'll get right to it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at HeartSaversMD.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, your seed plan due moment of the week is entitled Blue Check. Recently, over the last week or so, there have been, you know, Facebook has now come out where you can pay for a subscription to be verified. You can receive a blue check. Now, don't get me wrong. It comes up with, it has a lot of other additions and a lot of other things that you can highlight. But for the most part, if you would like to be verified, if you would like to have that blue check next to your name, you can pay a little fee a month and you can be verified. A lot of people have chosen to get this blue check. A lot of people have paid thousands and thousands of dollars. So Facebook has allowed you to get to be verified just for you being you. And I simply offer this. If you have been putting in the work, if you have been being consistent in what you're doing, and people know you for your work, for your energy, for your effort, you don't need a blue check to be verified. You already are. All right, that's your seed plan due moment of the week entitled Blue Check. All right, moving on. Can we get to our seed plan due moment of the week? Now, guys, if you are listening to this right after a brief word from our sponsor, you hear what vibe I'm listening to. Guys, if you are watching this on YouTube or wherever else you are streaming from, you can always slide on down on YouTube. You go past the, of course, don't go past this, the subscribe button if you haven't subscribed already to literally the best podcast on the planet. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. But as you see, Gary tries it. And I just did the Popeye's chicken strawberry biscuit. And then I turned around and did it again with a spicy tender. So check those out. But you'll see a nice little playlist. And it's all of the songs you can hear in the beginning of the show, as well as a song of the week. Check it out. And guess what? If you're a local artist or you have a song, a sleeper, or any type of song, you say, you know what? You should drop this. Please let me know so you can become an executive producer of that episode. All right. So right after a brief word from our sponsor, we'll get to our song of the week. And then we're going to get right into our appetizer and entree.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Money with you make you mine, oh. If you love in every night, you make you mad, oh. Not only you give me love, but make me nice, oh. Nice, oh, nice, oh. I feel make you mine, oh. Girl, I love you, plus I never make you minus. If I let you smoke it, you gon' lose my lighter. If you paranoid, then I'ma spend the night. You can get a love in every day. Time I dance with you, the money I go pay. For your love, I go pay, It ain't make it my DJs, I feel all day for you every day. When you call, run it back on replay. For your love, I go play. For your love, I go play. Make a psycho, make a traffic psycho. Baby, every night, see, I go drive me psycho. Every duty done, they make me mad, oh. Make you sing, sing to the mic. Be my queen, girl, you are that looking in your eyes, oh. Show you many things you can utilize, oh. If I say I love you, then I tell you like so. Show you everything when I get to my zone. True that, make you utilize up. Girl, when we taste, they will go revive up. Give you many things, we could they make you dance up. Girl, make you back up to the standing mic. If his phone ring and he never call you back, you should leave.
You definitely have the green light to do whatever you want to do. All right, so let's get to, again, season 6, episode 133, a weekend review. You can't see me at WrestleMania. And so I just broke that up into two major topics. One, WrestleMania 39. It just happened a week ago. All right. Now that we have time to, you know, get over the initial shock of certain things, now we can talk about it. as well as let's talk about trash talking in sports and the double standard and the issues and drama surrounding Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. All right, so WrestleMania 39. Now, I've watched wrestling growing up since I was a kid. You know, watching Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Coco Beware, just a slew of different wrestlers. You know, me and my brother used to watch it all the time, and now we do. So, you know, I will say that I took a break from watching it. You have kids, you sort of lose the storylines, and you know, I recently came back and I've been watching it, and I've really been enjoying it, and you know, I've really been watching it. You know, so I've been watching a couple of the WrestleMania. So just this last week and change ago, WrestleMania 39 came out. All right. And so, you know, now WWE is dropping a 2-night thing. I told my brother that, hey, man, we may need to go and go check them out. But WrestleMania 39 came out, where the main headliner is going to be Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. And so here's my review. All right. So there were a lot of different great matches. Now, when I talked to my brother, we had some, speculations on what we thought was going to happen. So let's talk about a couple of them really quickly. So Austin Theory versus John Cena. I didn't think that Austin Theory was going to lose. You know, some people would have said, hey, you know, John Cena's there. I just felt as though that something was going to happen and Austin Theory was going to win. And of course he won. You know, so I'm not going to go over each and every one of them, because guess what? You saw wrestling. If you're a fan, you saw it already. So I just want to just give my overview, my general feeling about some of the things. So let's say Bianca Belair and Asuka. Yes, I might have messed that up. I thought that Bianca was going to lose. Asuka. Yeah, there it is. That's crazy. All right. I think she should have lost, actually. I think that, you know, it's a good run, but I think that if she would have lost to Asuka, then I think that it would have created another dynamic. And if you're watching this now and you've been, of course, following it, you know, now they're going to do a draft. And I think that that allowed things to shake it up. I think Bianca is an amazing champion. I just think that it would have been good to see, you know, Asuka. That's her name. What am I doing? Asuka. I know some of y'all are like, it's Asuka. So Asuka, I'm just thinking about how it's spelled and then where we go from there. But I feel like Asuka should have won. And, you know, I figured out, okay, of course, we're going to see The Mist. I don't know. You know, I know people, I've been reading what people are saying. Technically, it didn't really look the best of matches. I thought it was okay match. You know, I thought it was an okay match. I do feel as though Bianca should have won. I thought it should have been, hey, referee gets hit. Bianca gets hit with The Mist. Boom, boom, boom. We're done. Right. I think that, you know, Asuka had definitely done enough to deserve to be champion. And then we can have Bianca move on to the other side, and then, you know, they sort of just shake things up, you know. But hey, you get what you get, you know. I'm trying to think about some other matches. You know, the Showcase, that was cool. That was a good match. My man, the triple threat match, Gunther versus Shane. Gunther versus Shane versus what's my guy's name? Gunther, Shane, and hold up, y'all. See, now I'm tripping. All right. Now I got to hold up. Let me pull it up real quick. All right. So Gunther, Shane, and I should have probably looked it over. I was like, I was just going to generally talk about it. But I really enjoyed that triple threat match. It was good. You know, I really, really enjoyed it. So I just pulled it up. So let's just make sure we look over, you know, night one. So that way I could just make sure I give you exactly what you need. But Gunther, Shane, and that's crazy. I enjoyed those matches. You know, the triple threat match was really, really good. And my guy is Gunther. I'm not even gonna lie. That's my guy. Okay, that is my guy. So I was okay with that match. All right. So I really enjoyed it. I think, you know, my brother doesn't like it, but I believe that Gunther is almost top five best Intercontinental Champion out here. All right. So we got night one, you know, Austin Theory, of course, he beat him. All right. You know, we talked about that. Braun Strowman and all that, that showcase. It was cool, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm looking forward to the day that the Street Profits break up. Now, I do like them somewhat as a tag team, right? But I just think that Montez Ford is really, really great. And I just think that, you know, now whether he's a heel or whether he keeps the same character, like, I think we need to start seeing him, like, really go from there. All right. Next one was Seth Rollins and Logan Paul. I'm not going to lie. Like, that's a really great match. High flying. You know, you see KSI, you know, shout out to him, get splashed. You know, it was cool. I didn't think that Seth was going to lose to Logan Paul, especially since he put a lot of stuff out there. Damage Control facing Lita, Trish Stratus, and Becky Lynch. You know what? I feel like they're not. I feel like WWE is not utilizing NXT as much as they could. And I just feel as though they should start, instead of looking at like retired wrestlers or, you know, older wrestlers, like just start reaching out to them and start getting them to shine. And we go from there. All right. All right. Then we had Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio. Yeah. So we had that. That was an okay match. You know, I mean, come on now. Like, we knew it was going to happen. It was pretty good. You know, I mean, who thought that Ray was going to lose? I mean, he just got the Hall of Fame stuff. He's not losing that. All right. So then we get to on night one, Charlotte facing off against Rhea Ripley. I had all my money on Rhea. I just didn't feel as though Rhea was going to lose. And bada bing, bada boom, nailed that. It was great. You know, I think that it was good that she won. You know, I think she worked hard and we go from there. All right. For night one, then we had the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. This is one of my first disappointing things. I don't think the Usos should have lost. I know that this is going to be that storyline starter where the Usos lose and then the bloodline starts crumbling and yada, yada, yada. We start seeing that recently. But I just feel as though, like, the Usos are a better tag team than that. And I just feel as though I don't think any tag team that's been together should lose to some new people. And I had to take a moment to think about this. I mean, you knew that they were going to, if somebody was going to lose in the bloodline, that they were going to lose those belts. And I just feel as though they could have kept those belts a little longer. You know, I do like Sami Zayn. You know, I didn't think that he should have won, you know, when he faced off against Roman. I just don't, you know, it ain't hitting. But, you know, I it's okay. I get the storyline and I get that they're tag team champions. And I do hope the Usos win it back. I really do. So that was night one. All right. Night two, you know, we had Brock Lesnar versus Omos. All right, come on, man. Like, I like how Brock has just went off recently. So, you know, Brock Lesnar is Brock Lesnar. I mean, we knew that he was going to be able to pick up Omos and hit him with the F5. So that was cool. You know, then you had Ronda Rousey and you had the showcase. It was cool. You know, I think that the women's matches are great. You know, I do look forward to seeing them sort of now break it up. I think Damage Control is going to probably be broken up. You know, if you've been looking on Twitter, you've been seeing a couple of things been swirling around. So I think that they're going to break that up. All right. So now let's get to where I had initially messed up. Gunther, the Ring Getter out. That's my guy. versus Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. Drew McIntyre is the name. I don't know why I was even blanking out. You know why? Because usually I write it down, and I just was like, I'm going to just go off the Heezy. I won't ever say Heezy again. I apologize for that. All right. Now, that was out of up until this point. You know, now the showcase with, you know, Ricochet and all those things, though, that was a great match. But to me, this triple threat match between Gunther, Drew McIntyre, and Sheamus, that was a great match. I did not want my boy Gunther to lose the belt. I was like, you know what? Keep that going. I don't want him to lose the belt. And I feel as though, you know, especially toward the end, Sheamus hits the bro kick on McIntyre. You hit it. You see that 1-2, and then next thing you know, Gunther just splashes both of them out of nowhere. Man, I was cheering, man. He hit him both with that power bomb, man. And that's it. All right. Bianca keeping the belt against Asuka. It was cool, you know. I'm okay. I understand if they're gonna keep her going, but I just think that, you know, at this point, I would like to see Asuka or somebody else with the belt. Now, I think Asuka was the best choice, so I actually don't even know who else would even be able to even go up against Bianca. So I just think that that's I think that we're all where we are with that. All right. Let's talk quickly about one of the funny things happening. Not even funny. All right, you got Miz and Snoop, right? And then next, you know, guess who comes out? Shane McMahon. Shane comes out. I mean, all right, you know, he comes out with the Shane O'Mac stuff on, man. He comes out doing his quick feet thing. This dude tears his quad for real. He really tears his quad. Snoop comes in, socks the Miz, then hits the people elbow. Now, you should go if you have not taking a chance to see Snoop's people's elbow. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know if it was The Rock or Snoop. The way he came bouncing off. All right. I can't be lying on the camera like that. Go watch it. And the way Snoop came bouncing off that rope, man, it looked like a twig bouncing off a power line, man. And he just hit him with the people's elbow. But you know what? It was all, you know, that wasn't even scripted. That sort of just happened on the fly. And I thought that was pretty cool. So, you know, it was funny. But I do think they played with The Miz too much. I feel like The Miz is a little bit better than that. Also, side note, yo, we can't get LA Knight. Like, that's his night, man. Y'all ain't even get LA Knight in there. Y'all could have got him in there somewhere. All right. Next thing is Edge versus the Demon Finn Balor. Yo. All right. Now, here's the thing. How are you going to have Edge come out? This is now Finn is saying he's the demon and changing, which is, yeah, I don't need Finn to ever do that again. All right. I know some people like it. I ain't like it. You know, all this face paint, you look like a cheap ass Venom. I ain't like it. Right. Some people like it. Nah, man, you got Edge coming out with he came out with the Brood outfit on. You need to have everybody involved. Where's Gangrel? You know he probably was watching. You know you could have got him on the phone. You couldn't get them. I know Christian was signed with somebody else. All right, they could have made some adjustments. But nah, man, I mean, a lot of people would have been upset, and I think I saw a lot of people talking about being upset if Edge would have lost, but I just think that Edge should have lost. I just think that at this point, you know, where are we going at with Edge? The storyline is sort of there. Like, it's over. You know, they had this battle with, had to fight. It's over. And I just think he should have just lost and they should have just had him drift off into the sunset. You know, Judgment Day could do some other stuff. But it wasn't bad. I know that Finn got really bashed up for real. You know, so it was okay. All right. So let's get to the main event. The Undisputed Universal Championship match. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Now, if you're just somewhat of just a person that's using my platform right now to get back into wrestling, I'm going to help you out. You know, Cody came back, came back at, you know, Royal Rumble, came back as number 30, came in and won it. Now, first, I'm going to say that's cheap right there. What was that about? They should have just had him come in at least 15th or something. Now, you know, he came in, he won the Royal Rumble, boom, now they set it up. Now, I think he did great as far as, you know, the storyline. I thought it was great. I didn't even realize how sharply dressed that Cody is. Like, yo really had it. So, you know, they built it up, you know, used his father in it, you know, Roman being trained by him. They did a lot. So now we have the match. I'm expecting Cody to win by disqualification. I'm not expecting him to win the belt. I think some people thought he was going to win the belt, and it would have been obvious because they had pumped it up so much, man. They pumped Cody up. He was coming out every week. You know, this is why I'm glad I waited to do this episode. I was supposed to do it last week, but then, you know, if you have not seen me eating that Popeye's biscuit, go check that out. And a lot of people really like that, so I focused on that. But I wanted to let my initial thoughts about the match simmer or settle in. So, great match. Next thing you know, some interference from the Usos. Next thing you know, Kevin and Sammy come in. And I'm like, all right, you know, because, you know, you get the Usos come in ready to cheat. You know, Roman's about to win. But when Kevin and Sami Zayn came, I said, uh-oh, now we done equalized that. You know, the ref had earlier ejected, you know, Solo Sikoa. He had ejected him out of there. I'm thinking, okay, hey, now, you know, we got it, you know. Cody done hit Roman with the Cody cutter 3 times. I said, yeah, they going to give it to him. Here goes Solo sneaking up. Boom, hit him with the spike. Boom. Roman hit with the spear. 1, 2, 3. Initially, I thought that was cheap. That's why I'm glad I waited, even for our entree. I'm glad I waited, and I think that I may wait on something big because I want to settle my thoughts in. Initially, I thought that was cheap. I thought that I was like, man, they should have just gave it to Cody, you know? Now, I'm glad it didn't give it to Cody. One, I don't think Cody has won enough matches to do this. So you mean to tell me this that he gets to come back, win the Royal Rumble by coming in 30th? Who has he beaten? He ain't even really beat people like that. So I'm glad that they didn't water down the storyline with just letting him come back, promo, boom, he wins. I just feel like I'm glad they didn't go with it like that. They got plenty of time. He can win some matches, probably win the Money in the Bank, you know, go from there. And then now we can go back. Now at this point, we probably already got 1,000 days with Roman, and then boom, they win. All right. So I'm glad that I waited. All right, I'm glad that I waited because initially I was ready to shoot off this episode and I said, nah, I'm going to wait, you know, and I'm glad I waited. I wanted to see if I had any change on how I felt. I thought that here we go, another interference win, you know, for Roman, but I'm glad they did it, you know, but I do, you know, hey, Rome, you know, they have made me a Cody fan. I did not like when he came back, but again, I'm going to preface this by saying, hey, guys, I ain't watched when, you know, the whole part. I did see him in AEW and stuff like that. But, you know, I've come back over a year. So watching it now, I'm like, okay, so I can speak on it. And if you don't like that, speak on it, you know, turn your locations on. We can talk about it. All right. So that's my reception on it. I thought it was pretty good. You know, I thought that the triple threat match was great. I thought that all the matches were pretty good. You know, some of them filler to me, but I feel like all of the matches were pretty good. You know, when you have the 4-way showcase and you got everybody getting powerbombed and, you know, all these things happening. Yeah, you got Kevin and you got Sammy, you know, getting the tag title belts. It was cool. You know, so I thought it was pretty good. You can still, you know, it's been over a week. So now you can tell me how you feel about it. You know, hey, how do you feel about it? You know, it's good. You know, did you think it could be better? You know, let me know how you feel in the comments. Yeah. All right, moving on to our entree, you know, our our topic of the night, our entree of the night, you can't see me, right? So if you've been under a rock, if you have been paying attention, you've been on a dark retreat or a retreat somewhere and you're just coming back, welcome. Hopefully everything is good, going well for you. Recently, in the women's the women's college basketball, we have LSU. And LSU is led by Angel Reese. Hey, shout out. She's from here. She's from Maryland. So shout out. She went to St. Francis. Shout out to, shout out to B More. You know how we do. Okay. You know how we do. So, you have LSU and they played off against Iowa in the championship. And next thing you know, some controversy happened. Now, to preface this, Caitlin Clark, amazing player. Like, I could probably see her get drafted first if, in the WNBA, when they have a draft. I don't think they're eligible right now because I think they're getting paid or something like that, but I don't think they're eligible right now. But Caitlin Clark, amazing, lights out. Listen, we can say whatever we want about the taunting stuff, but Caitlin Clark is lights out. She's scoring 30, 40. She's breaking records. Now, shout out to Cheryl Swoops, but they breaking records out here. Okay. Now, I do believe, here's a side note. I do believe that, of course, Caitlin had she did break the records. She had one more game than Cheryl. And I think that if Cheryl had another game, she would have won. That's it. All right. I think that she would have still, the record still would have been attacked. But Caitlin Clark, lights out player, killing it. Iowa. Guess what? Caitlin, like all athletes, we talk trash. I've played basketball for years. Who doesn't talk trash? Who doesn't do that, right? I don't care who you are. You're talking trash if you play any level of basketball. So, Caitlin, if you haven't, we talked about it to death. That's why once I do this, I ain't talking about it again. So, Caitlin hit people with the, depending on who you talk to, Tony Yayo, which, all right, come on, y'all, with that. Tony Yayo or the John Cena, you can't see me move. If you don't know what it is, look it up. I ain't gonna keep doing it. But, she's done that to different, teams during the tournament. She's done that. You can look it up. She's done it. She's trash talked. No different than any other basketball, whether it's men, women, whatever. Everybody trash talks. My son played me in, we played a video game. And he destroyed me. You think he wasn't trash talking me? You don't think he was talking? You don't think he was running his mouth? Hey, she did it. She trash talked. Here's where the controversy happened. Angel Reese, LSU. They beat. They're winning. Maybe about 20 seconds left for the game. Now you have Angel hitting her with the "you can't see me," pointing at the ring. Here's where it gets weird for our country, for our society, for athletes everywhere. People start ripping Angel. They start talking trash about it. I've seen some columnists and journalists. They try to say all these different things that to me, it's one thing to say, let's say that Caitlin never talked trash. Let's say she just was, that's it. But you've seen Caitlin taunt people. You've seen her talk trash. You've seen her say stuff, which is cool. Great. People do that. There's no competitive sport that people don't do that. I've ran my mouth playing checkers and chess and Connect Four and tic-tac-toe and basketball and football and video games. Who has not done this? The weird part is that when Angel does it, now we get all these crass, inappropriate comments that she's an idiot, that it's thug. It's all these negative things. And I'm not going to even dignify even repeating them. But it was a lot of negative views, a lot of negative perspectives against Angel. And I hate that we're constantly divisive. I hate that we're constantly trying to take sides or make it seem like one situation is way different than the other. Caitlyn has created the situation and she didn't have a problem with it because she knew, like any other player, when you play the game and you run your mouth, you expect if you're losing that you're going to hear it. There is no way this doesn't happen. So if that has happened, we could talk about the men's side. We could talk about college. We could talk about the pros. But yet, when Angel does it, now it's just all these different things. Now it's just so negative and not healthy for the game and all this other crap, man. And I'm tired that people take these platforms to not even say, you know what, man? Hey, she did that, and that's what happens. I didn't have a problem with it. If I was even highlighted, I had a problem with it. I'm not even saying I don't have a problem with it. If I hit people, oh, you know what? Here's my problem with it. I wouldn't hit people with the "you can't see me." I mean, that's old. I ain't hitting people with that. You could have did the DX. You could have did the suck it. You could have did, you know what I would have hit people with? If I scored a basket, I would have hit people with the rock. You know how he would close his eyes and start smelling like that? That's what I would have hit people with, right? Hit people with the Undertaker. You know, let your eyes roll back and rest in peace. I would have hit somebody, hit him with the HBK and get low and put your arms up. I'm not going to lie. Now I'm going to take my glasses off. I'm not going to lie. I probably would have hit people with those moves as opposed to "you can't see me." Like, I never, ever did the John Cena move. But guess what? Millions of kids love them. A lot of people love them. So I get it. But I ain't hitting people with "you can't see me." I'm not hitting people with that. The DX would have came out, right? That would have came out. The Rock would have came out. So something else legit would have came out. But nonetheless, getting back. Why do we have to do this, man? Why do we have to take something like trash talking, which is a thing that has followed any sports for decades and centuries since the beginning? I'm pretty sure if we went back to the time of James Naismith and all them when he first invented basketball, I'm pretty sure somebody ran him out. I'm pretty sure. But then why do we have to make it with such a racial undertone on something that everybody does? You know, hey, Caitlyn was running her mouth. Caitlyn was taunting. And she should. You give somebody 30, 40 points, you're running your mouth. I remember playing rec ball, and I remember giving somebody two-pointers, just two in a row, and was like, oh, it's going to be a long night for you. What the hell, man? What? So it's cool when they do it, but when I do it, it's a problem. It's cool when Caitlyn does it, but when Angel does it, it's not. It's a problem, and that sickens me. It sickens me because we know where that's stemming from. We know where that's coming from, and are we ever going to get away from that? Are we ever going to get away from the double standards? Are we ever going to get away from racial undertones? Are we ever going to get away from sexist undertones? Because you know what? And actually, I didn't hear anybody say anything about women trash talking. All I saw was racially motivated messages. That's what I saw. I saw people say a lot of things about one woman doing something that another woman has done. And when you say that, say, okay, well, what's the difference between this woman and that woman? And the only thing I can see is outside of them being collegiate athletes and where they went, one person is white and the other person is black. And it was so visceral. And I'm like, they're just trash talking. You know, maybe both of them did a little too much. I wouldn't have did the John Cena move. But we get that. Now it's a problem. And I'm just, you know, and I'm glad I didn't initially do it because I probably would have had a lot more heat, you know. But when you really think, when the dust is settled, and hopefully all of us take time and we think about what happened, and you really think like, okay, Caitlin was doing it, Angel was doing it, it should have just been, hey, they done took that little 20 seconds and ran it to death. Because they want to do that, y'all. The media wants to do that. People want to do that. Ask any athlete. What athlete, white or black, have we not seen? We've seen Tom Brady do it. We've seen, if we want to start talking white, I've seen Aaron Rodgers do it. We've seen all types of athletes run their mouth and trash talk. That is a badge of honor. That is what happens in the game. Kobe didn't do it. We didn't see that. We didn't see LeBron do it. We didn't see Kevin Garnett run his mouth. We didn't see all these different people. Lisa Leslie. We didn't see all these WNBA greats trash talk. It happens. And I hate that we take something that happens and then we want to dissect it and make it racial, make it sexist. We do this, man, and it's like, when does it ever end? When does it ever freaking end, man? And you got people, you know, I have this podcast. And one day, millions of people will watch some episodes. I am certain of this. And I, regardless of how many people watch it now, I keep the same energy. I'm not going to trash talk. I'm not, what's good for the geese is goddamn well good for the gander. And what's good on one end is great for the other. And I just don't understand how people who have media passes, people who have these platforms, turn around and call, here's this young black woman, a freaking idiot. Meanwhile, this person get off scot-free on something that is pure and regular and something that, hey, man, who doesn't love basketball game? And instead of us saying, hey, that was a really, in that time frame, that was probably one of the most watched, you know, watched collegiate women's basketball games. That this tournament was a really heavily watched tournament. Instead of highlighting, hey, what about the stories of Caitlin? What about the stories of Angel? What about the teams? Because let's talk about it. See, we so focused on LSU and one player. There was another player who scored 19 points who really kicked off the comeback. But that person's voice, that person's name, we don't put that in the mix. We want to talk about, oh, you can't see me. Oh, it's classless. Then you got the... I am a huge person on equality. Then you have a person. You have the wife of the president of the United States say, oh, they should both come to the White House. No, they should, ma'am. No, they should not. The only thing that's been happening is these players who have won, they get to do that. Not now. We're not going to start playing that bull crap where now the other team comes. We ain't been doing it and we ain't going to start doing it. And if you want to start doing it, do it next year, but not this time. And you would think that, hey, maybe she had the wherewithal to not even say that. Because it's been happening, right? I didn't see Golden State win. And the Lakers went too. I didn't see that. I didn't see the Lakers, you know, I didn't see that happen. I didn't see the two teams go to the White House, regardless of how you felt about who was in charge. I didn't see that. And if we ain't been doing that, we're not doing that. And it's just mind-boggling to me on how we can take these platforms and take these stances and really just get away from the reality of this simple thing. What's good for the geese is good for the gander. That's it. And when we can get to a place where we can stop with adding all these other things into situations, maybe that day we can turn around and say, hey, oh, I don't see color. See, we lie. We say that. People say that shit. Come on, man. We see color. If we didn't, we wouldn't even be talking about Angel independently. We wouldn't be talking about her independently. We would be talking about LSU. Amazing backstory. Amazing origin story. We don't talk about that. We talk about last 20 minutes of a game. A game that was already decided. But we don't even get that respect because we want to make it, we want to take something and then we want to just crumble it and make it cheap and make it racist and all these different things, man. So maybe one day when we talk about being colorblind, maybe one day we won't see it. All right, that's the end of the show. All right, I'm glad I took a week off to think about that. And, you know, maybe in the future, you know, topics that is trending right now, I might take a week and think about it and then release it. All right, you can catch each and every episode here, cplanduShow.com. They're always ever around, so wherever you stream digitally, they're there. If it's not there where you want it to be, please let me know and I can put it there. All right. Again, each and every episode, hot, fresh, and ready weekly. All right. If you want to be on the show, you want to add your input, you want to promote your goods, your services, anything like that, I have sponsorship packages. You 100% can take advantage. Please let me know. Shoot me an email. You know, let me know. Comment. I'll take care of you. And as always, guys, you are the best part of the show. All right. I enjoy this. There's been ups and downs as a podcaster, and we all go through it as a podcaster. All right. But I do not take away from the fact that you guys are watching, you're listening, you're providing feedback, you're sharing these. And I so humbly and graciously am thankful of each and every person who takes time out of their day to listen, to watch, to comment, to shoot me a message, to let me know how you feel about the episode, letting me know, hey, you want to do this or you want to tag me in something. I'll never take it for granted, whether it's one listener or a million listeners. I'll never take this for granted. So thank you. So until we see each other again, because we'll see each other, right? Until we talk again, because we'll talk about those special, special moments in sports and in life. And until we share those special, special moments again, guys, always remember, see what you want to do in this world. Plan that thing out. That's important. Plan that thing out. And above all else, you saw it. You planned it. Now, just do it. All right? Your life coach loves you. Hey, go watch 3 wrestling matches. Get back to me. All right, same life coach of Tom, same life coach of channel. See ya.